Let's face it, we have all been there at some point in our lives. We hit this point where we have left our job or a prior job, we move on to other employment, but then something happens for whatever reason, we have decided that we're gonna go back to an employer that we used to work for. And I can tell you, we have had all kind of feelings about making that move. So now you have to ask yourself the question, why do we feel this way? Well, that is easy. And in some instances, not so easy. Under the best situations, it usually goes down like this. You've made a few moves, you've done a few things, and all of a sudden, you see that there is an opening at your former employer for a position that you would be uniquely qualified. So now you have to ask yourself the question, should you apply for a job with an employer that you used to work for? Now, there are so many easy things about this decision. You know the culture. You know the environment. You know a lot of the people that are working there. And more importantly, you may be going back to a position that is actually higher or paying more than the one you previously had when you left the employer. You left on good terms. And they always said that they would love to have you back. So you're going as someone different than you were when you left. All of these things are so easy. Now, all of this is assuming that this is the circumstance by which you are going back to your former employer. However, what if it's not any of those things that I just mentioned? What if you're going back to a job that's a lateral move? You're basically going back to the same position. Or, depending on the circumstances, because of your situation, you may be going to a job that has less responsibilities, and in some instances, lesser pay. That's the not so easy part. And it's not so easy for four reasons. Reason number one, you feel like you're settling. Unfortunately, you may feel like you are settling because in your mind, it will feel as if you are no longer, there are no other options, employer options, and this is the only one that would even entertain hiring you. Reason number two, you feel like you're groveling. Now, I know this sounds silly, but you are not actually groveling, but it feels like you are because you left your employer or this employer with the intent to never come back. Even though you are not groveling, it may feel like you are. Reason number three, you feel like you're going backwards. It is still kind of feeling like you're going backwards because you're going back to a place where you're, in your mind, not learning anything new, and you're going back to some place you've been already. Reason number four, you feel like you failed. And this is probably the biggest feeling that you have already. You feel like you failed. You did not actually fail, but you feel like you did. Because you feel bad when you left this place, you had told yourself there was no way you would ever come back to this place. You may literally feel that you have now wasted a part of your life because you are now back where it was, where it looks like you feel like you've started. When you find yourself at the crossroads of having to decide to return to your former employer as an option, do not look at that decision in a vacuum. Do not look at it in isolation. And do not look at it as something that defines your professional experiences. Look at it collectively and ask yourself, is going back to this former employer a necessary step? For whatever reason, if you find yourself in a position of having to decide if you have to re-engage and be re-employed by a former employer, I want you to take a second, look at it, and look at it in the totality of all the things that you're trying to do, and make sure that going to your former employer and being re-employed by your former employer is something that is a part of a path that you control and not the path controlling you. Thank you.
Thank you.